Thank you for being
bless
here,
you, brother. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. One more time. In this side of heaven, it's so wonderful to be able to be with you again tonight. And we've been back on this side of the world for a few minutes anyway. We do want you to pray for us. Pray the Lord will just give us a brief time here is our prayer. We came home because of my wife. She's having some physical problems again. And please continue to pray for her. She has had some already had some tests this past week. Next week, she's got to have some more tests. And we're praying that they're going to try to avoid more surgery. And she's having some internal bleeding. And so please pray that God will resolve this matter to where we can be back on the field as soon as possible. We pray that God will just heal her. Amen. God can. And God's on the throne. He's able to do what needs to be done. And I just appreciate so much Buffalo Ridge. I appreciate your prayers. And I feel like sometimes I'm just a small piece of sand on the shore of life. But you know, God knows us all, doesn't he? He knows where we are. He knows what we're doing. And I appreciate so much what the Lord is doing in Brazil. It just seemed like the ministry is flourishing there, and it just seemed like time to dig in and continue on. And these things come up, these things happen. We have two nurses that work that are members of our church there in Brazil, and they for the last few months have kept close eye on Sister Sharon and even the doctors there as well. They said it'd be best to come to the States and get some proper examinations and find out what's going on. She had surgery 2 years and a couple months ago on her back, and most of you know about the surgery that she went through, but just continue to pray for her, please. Pray that God will just kind of work this out to where we can be back on the field as God's will, and we praise the Lord for it. Georgianopolis, we celebrated 25 years February the 24th, 25 years of service in Brazil, the first church that we started. We've started several churches there in Brazil since 1983, and we praise the Lord for what the Lord has done. 25 years, we had a lot of folks from a church, a lot of folks from a city was out, and it was like standing room only for several services, and we praise the Lord for what God has done. We've seen the second and third generation of people in the church. We've seen their children and their children's children already. We praise the Lord for that. Also, the church has produced 6 men in the ministry, preacher men that's been called to the ministry. Some of those men are working with me now. One of them is my assistant pastor right now. He's working in my absence, and we praise the Lord for how the Lord has just raised these men up there in Brazil. Dr. Lashley, he knows one of the men. His name is Luiz. He met him when he was down in Brazil. And he is a pastor of the new church that we started about 13 months ago. They're running about 24 people, and we praise the Lord that the church is growing. We're looking for property, and pray that God will open the door for us to get some property. We have a good opportunity of getting a nice piece of land, and we pray that God will allow that to develop in the future. Our church also supports 18 mission works, 18 missionaries. And we praise the Lord that God has raised these up. Also, there's a missionary that we have supported for 20 years. Her name is Hailda. She goes to different places in Bahia and in Salvador, and she goes into these schools and has vacation Bible school. And in these vacation Bible schools, of course, she wins people to the Lord. And just a few weeks back, I had a young man to call me and ask me. He said, "I'm a missionary." He said, "I'd like to come by and present the work at the church." I said, "Sure, you can come on by." He came by and preached to us. But in his testimony, he was from up north in Bahia. He told me, and he's telling about his work and what was going on. He said, "I was won to the Lord by a lady by the name of Hailda. I was sitting on the front row. I just had to go, amen. A lady that won him to the Lord when he was in school, in a day school, you know, the regular public schools. And here he is, a missionary. And I rejoice in that and what God is doing. I praise the Lord. In November, we baptized 12 new converts. And that was exciting. Amen. Also, since February of 2010, we have had 9 people to be saved this year. And we praise the Lord. One lady was saved. She's an elderly lady that came forward on a Friday night in one of the special meetings. She came forward and gave her life to the Lord, and come to find out that she was a mother of one of the members of our church. And praise the Lord that her name is Maria. She got saved. Also, a man by the name of Wesley was saved. Wesley is a man that drove a bus for the city. Has one of these vans, buses he drives for the city. And he comes by and brings his wife and his 2 children to church. So when he stops out front and gives, you know, to pick up his wife, I grab my Bible and I ran at him and go up into the bus and start telling him about the Lord. And so I did that 2 or 3 occasions. I did that, just run up into the bus, open my Bible and said, you know, I need to talk to you about something. And so, but Friday night, a few weeks ago, he came forward and gave his life to the Lord. I praise the Lord for what the Lord is doing in Brazil. Continue to pray that God's will be done, and just pray that God will just work it out so we can soon be back in Brazil. Our hearts and lives there. The condition of my wife's health was so poorly a few years ago that we thought we would never be able to return to the mission field. But we thank God that through your prayers and through the prayers of others, we've been able to go back to the field. Our goal, we want to start at least 3 more churches. And I don't know if it'll be in my time, but which the plans are already in place to start these churches. And I praise the Lord for what the Lord is doing in Brazil. Thank you so much for your prayers, your faithful support to us. Thank you so much for the special offering. Only God knows the needs that we go through. But I'll tell you, that special offering was what you might say a lifesaver. Amen. But we thank God for the offerings that you send, the special offering to help us get through some situations that we're facing. Several years ago, you helped us put tires and brakes on our car. 2006 it was. And we've trying to fix that car up here and put alternators and starters and everything that we can to kind of keep it together. And about 2 months ago, the motor went out, so that was kind of huge. So just pray that God will just help me to patch it up and keep on going. Amen? For God's glory and honor. Praise the Lord that they did fix the motor. We've had the motor repaired. And now that the motor has been repaired, there's still a noise inside the motor, which is not a good... I've had it back to them. It cost $3,200 to fix the motor. And I've had it back to them, and they said, just keep on running it. It'll probably stop. Did you ever hear a noise stop in a motor that ever started? My assistant pastor, it was in the shop when I left. He took me to the airport. My car was still in the shop, and he said, I went by and picked it up, but they told him just keep on driving it. That noise will go away. I don't think the noise is going to go away, but anyway, we'll keep on going. Amen? For God's glory and honor. Look with me, please, in 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. I sit down beside the pastor, lastly, and the first thing he said, he looked over, he said, you still got that King James Bible? I still got it. Amen? Matter of fact, I got several. Amen. I got some wore out, got some newer ones, and I've got several. And that's what I'm going to die with, by God's grace. By God's grace. Thank you, Brother Jody, for letting me come, brother. I appreciate so much, Pastor, for letting me come. He's a pastor, and I respect him as a pastor. I know he's Brother Jody, but he's Brother Jenkins. He's a pastor. Amen. And I appreciate so much, amen, this opportunity. I love Buffalo Ridge, and I pray that you do too. I pray that you raised your hand a while ago when he asked you to pray about this special meeting. Amen, Pastor. Amen, Brother Pritchard. But we need to pray, don't we? Could you imagine what would happen if we would work and labor and bring one in? I challenge the people there in Brazil all the time. I challenge them to bring one person. Bring one person. And I had an email just a couple days ago, one of the ladies in Sharon's class won this little, I think it's a little boy, maybe a little boy to the Lord. Victor, and she was so excited to win a soul to the Lord. I'll tell you, it is exciting, amen, to win someone to the Lord, to have them to pray as you lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing in this world better than that, amen. 1 John chapter number 5, just a few verses here. 1 John chapter number 5. Something's been on my heart and mind for several weeks now. And I don't even know if I'll do justice to the message, but we've prayed and asked the Lord to help us. Something pretty simple, but I'll tell you, it's something that's profound as well. So 1 John 5, verse number 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy and truth. Thank you, Lord, tonight for the wonderful privilege that we have, Lord, to stand in this pulpit. Lord, to preach the word of God. To stand here. In your stead, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd help us, Lord. We pray that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. And we ask thee, dear God, tonight to have your will and way. Bless Brazil tonight, Lord, in their services. Bless my dear wife, Father. Bless the people that are here tonight. We do love you. We do thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you are doing that we can see. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing that we cannot see. Yet we know that he that have been begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. You know, that just didn't happen. You know that? That took the work of the Holy Spirit to help us to believe, to help us to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Messiah, that he is the anointed one. Whosoever believeth, I want to say tonight that God has endowed us with such a great truth. And that truth is faith in Jesus Christ. God has given us faith to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He told Peter, he said, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. God has in gifted to us the gift of faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it didn't come by what we, by our own means, it came by the power and by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of John, chapter number 1, if you would just run over there right quickly, John chapter number 1, this faith that we have tonight, I think about faith. I thought about faith for several days, several weeks even. The Bible says in St. John chapter number 1 and verse number 11, it says that he came into his own and his own received him not. Oh, I love those pages. I still hear them turning. Amen. One thing that the devil don't like, brother, is the fact that those pages are turning in the Bible. You know? That aggravates him. Amen. And I love to aggravate him. He came into his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor by the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Think about it for a moment. What God has given to you and I, faith to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It didn't come by man. Faith, the Bible says it comes, how do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes when we preach the Bible, when we preach the gospel, when we tell folks this Bible, faith. I was reading today about faith and how that faith, I think about faith. First thing you think about, I think about fruit of the Spirit. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit, faith. Paul said this, he said, I'm crucified with Christ, yet I live, yet not I. I'm not going to misquote it. Portuguese just ran into my mind right there, about to confuse me. So I'm going to over here and read it, okay? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live, you know the verse, don't you? By the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The gift of faith that God has given to you and I to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe that he is the Christ. To believe that that he came and died for you and I. That we could be born into his family. If you don't have that faith tonight, I pray God would impart to you faith to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. A faith that is real. A faith that takes the fears away. Amen. Faith. The fruit of the Spirit. I was thinking about this word, faith, F-A-I-T-H, fruit of the Spirit. I think about the author and finisher of our faith. Remember the book of Hebrews chapter number 12 says that Jesus Christ, he's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Amen. I think about assurance. There was some Portuguese. Did you hear that? Did you hear it? It falls out. I didn't even think about it, but it falls out. He knew what I said. Amen. Didn't you, brother? Amen. Do you preach that it falls out with you too sometimes? The author and finisher of our faith. He gave us faith to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Hey, when that hits home, you're going to say hallelujah. Because God gave you faith to believe. It came by hearing the Word of God. I remember when I was just a boy, young, 10, 11, 12 years old, I used to hear the preaching. I wondered, what in the world are they hollering about? What are they so upset about? But you know what? When God imparted to me faith into my heart, I ran to that altar and gave my life to him. He gave me faith to believe. He gave me faith to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And you know what happens when you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? The Bible says you're born of God. I think about the author of faith. I think about the assurance that faith gives. I think about the action of faith. Noah being warned of God, what did he do? He moved with fear. Remember that? He moved with fear. The action of faith. I remember when God spoke to my heart about Brazil in 1979. I may have told you before, when God spoke to my heart, God, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I never said anything to no one for some time. I waited a few days. But he spoke to my heart, and he gave me faith. He gave me faith to believe. Not only that he's the Son of God, but he gave me faith to put into action my faith. Now you believe, some of you have already thought, well, there's no way I can bring someone on May the 16th. The Lord willing, I'll be here. The Lord willing, I won't be here. But if I'm here, I'm going to try to bring someone. If I'm not preaching somewhere. And some of you already, I know how he worked. The devil, he already told some people, well, that won't happen. Be honest with me. Did he say something like that to you? Be real honest. You know what he is? I found out in John 8:44 what he is. He's a liar, isn't he? I believe we can. I believe we can. I believe your pastor believes we can. Amen? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Just fill it up. Amen. Fill every pew. Fill up there. I mean, just fill it up. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you know what? Without faith, help me. It is impossible to believe, to please God. You must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This thing of faith, folks, is huge. Thank God for faith that God's given to you and I. I think about faith, I think about fruit, I think about the author and the finisher of faith. And then I think about faith, I think about God's getting ready to do something impossible. Isn't that the truth? When we think about faith, what do you think about? Do you think about the little mustard seed? If we had just that much, that what could we do? We could move mountains. God's not a liar. God's truthful, amen? And he said if we had faith, all things would be possible. Thank God, amen? You're screaming, Brother Pritchard. I'm excited, amen? Faith. I think about the impossibility of things when I think about faith. Think about some men that it's taken 20 years to see them saved in Brazil. I think about men that I've been working with, families I've been working with, that I still believe God's going to save them. I still believe. Impossibility. You know what else I think about when I think about faith? I think about that inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away. I think about faith. I think about trust. I think about, remember what he said? Excuse me. When I get excited, I speak in Portuguese. In Brazil, when I get excited, I speak in English. So I don't. There's just a few in the church there that can really understand, but it's amazing. When I get stirred up, excited, I just, you know, it falls out. But anyway, the trial of your faith. Think about it. The trial of your faith being much more precious than gold. God's given us faith to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Glory to God. Amen. He's given us faith to believe, to sing, to stand and praise the Lord and give Him glory. Trust in Him. The trials will come. The problems will come. But God has given us something that's greater than we are. He's given us faith. The dictionary tells us that faith is in a general is a general persuasion of the mind that a certain statement is true. That's what the dictionary says. It's got some other definitions. The primary idea is trust. You know, God's given us the joy to trust Him. Amen. Trust in Him. Trust and obey. For there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus, you must trust and obey. Put your faith in Him. Faith is the result, according to Romans chapter number 10, 14 through 17, faith is the result of teaching. Knowledge is the essential element in all of our faith. We got knowledge from this book right here, and we trust in what this book says. King James Bible, amen? We trust in what this Bible says. We trust it so much we're here tonight. No one's ever seen Jesus, but we know Him. We know He's real, amen? How do we know? We know it by faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith includes an act of the will in addition to the act of understanding. Would you like to see a person come on the 16th of May? It's good to have faith and trust. But let's move with action. I tell those folks a lot of times in Brazil that, you know, faith in a boat that will get you across the river. There's a river right near where I live. I said, there's faith. You can have faith in that boat. You can have faith. It'll get you across the river. You can say, I believe, Brother Preacher, that boat looks to me like it'll do the job. I believe with all my heart. I believe it'll get me across the river. But the only way you're going to get across the river is get in the boat. And we need to have action behind our faith. Action behind our faith. Pray, work like it depends on us, but pray like it depends on God. Amen. I don't know how many times I've prayed today, but I've been a little anxious, I guess. I've been wanting to get here so quickly and wanting to, you know, you got the kind of the message halfway together and you want to get here and you want to deliver it and you want to, you know, excitement. Amen. It's good to see you. It really is. It's good to see you. It's good to be home for just a little while. But I'll get back just as soon as I possibly can by God's grace. Faith includes the act of the will. You know, there might be someone here tonight that's not saved and you've never put your faith in Jesus Christ. You've never trusted Him as your Savior. And the Bible, I read the verse where he says, he that believeth. God gives us faith to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And if you're not saved tonight, you need to just come down here and believe in your heart by faith that Jesus is the Son of God. And God will do a miracle. God will do a miracle. I've seen it recently happen, amen. This Wesley, others thought he might have been saved, but I never seen any fruit in his life. I just, every time I get a chance, I'd go by. As a matter of fact, today, on a Wednesday night, as he his home is on the way from church, and my wife and I, Sharon and I, as we was going up the street, they were outside already, and they flagged us down, wanting us to stop. It's on Wednesday night about 10:30, 15 to 11, wanting us to stop. This was on Wednesday. We went in, and we left his home about 3 in the morning. We stayed to about 3. And just as much as I could pour in that man, I poured it in those 3 or 4 hours. And Friday night of the same week, he had faith to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This Bible will never return void, but it'll accomplish wherein God sends it. We just need to preach it and proclaim it, and God will do the rest. The ultimate grounds of the act of our faith is in the revealed truth of God's eternal word. You know how you get saved? By believing the word of God. You get saved by believing. Saving faith comes by believing the truth and revealed word in the revealed word of God. The greatest thing God has ever done for any of us is that he has given us faith to believe Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. And that did not come by man, nor by the will of the flesh, but of God. It takes the Bible, it takes the Word of God to transform a life. Let's go on just a moment. I have no idea what time it is, but when I see you getting to where you've had enough, I'll quit, okay?
Like some people say, well, they're just like a
train, they'll just disconnect. They never get finished. They just disconnect, uncouple, pick it up the next time. The Bible says that we have faith. Faith. He goes on to tell us in verse number 1, 2, and 3, he says, and everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Not only has God given us faith to believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, but you know what else God's done for you and I? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, he has shed abroad in our hearts. What? Romans 5 says that he has shed abroad in our hearts the love of God. You know the acid test of a believer is if you love your brethren. Love the brethren. I mean, amen? That was amen, okay? I translated it for you. Love the brethren. Do you have a hard time loving the brethren? You know, if we're saved and born of God, like the Bible says, we are all of one family. Amen. We all belong to the same Father, amen, and we all should love one another as God commanded us to love one another. We got faith and we got love. Love, thank the Lord. The Bible says, everyone that loveth is begotten of God and knoweth God. He's given us faith to believe, but he's also filled our hearts with the love of God. God called me to Brazil. I never went to Brazil, never at that time. Never seen Brazil other than on a map. But I was in a meeting in Kentucky. I was in a meeting, and this man from Brazil was there. And he had adopted 2 little Brazilian twin girls. At that time, they were about 5 or 6 years old. I know them. They're in their 30s, I suppose, now. I visit them even after they were they grew up and become adults, I'd still visit them. But I'd never seen, really, anyone from Brazil, never. And I was in this meeting in Kentucky, and this man, he was a missionary, comes in the meeting, and he has these two little girls. And the first time that I, other than TV, laid eyes on a Brazilian, you know what God put in my heart? I mean, God just, Pastor, he just filled me up. He put the love in my soul for those people. But I don't only love Brazilians, I love the whole world, amen? Why? Because the Bible says we know that we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. It's a proof. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, or his brother, the Bible says, can you finish it? If any man say that he loves God and he hateth his brother, he is a? The Bible's true. God has put love in our soul. Genuine love that comes from God. You can read the book of Corinthians, and it tells you more about the love that God's given to us. A divinely appointed test for you and I of the love of God, if it's truly there, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, you keep my commandments. Did you just sing those words when Brother Gary was? I tell you, Brother Gary, that was good. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Do we mean that? If we love him, we'll keep his commandments. I may not be a very big light, but I'm a little light over in Brazil, a place called Jardinopolis. I'm a little light shining Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. And one of these, some golden daybreak, I want to present to you some people that accepted the Lord because you sent a missionary. I want to present them to you. I want you to look upon their faces. I want you to see what God has done. And that's what it's all about. It's winning them. Obedience. You are saved by God. But you also are saved for God. God wants to use you. God wants to use you right here in Great Tennessee. God may want to use you in some other part of the country or some other part of the world. But you're saved. You're bought with a price. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Well, we got faith. We got love. Go ahead and give me the third point and we'll finish, okay? This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We got faith. He says in verse 2, by this we know, we got hope. You know the work in Brazil? Let me read you these verses, and I'm closing. Not yet, but I'm getting ready to close, okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. I may have said that before here, but people like you to close, so I usually close 2 or 3 times. Amen. Since they like it so well. Really, I really don't sense that. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse number 3. Remembering without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse number 3. Remembering without ceasing your work of what? Of faith. And your labor of love. And patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God, our Father. Faith, hope, and love. God has given us all of those things. And I praise Him tonight. I thank Him tonight that we have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm glad for victory. I'm glad the child of God has overcome. Not will overcome, you have overcome. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Faith, this faith that God imparts to you in our hearts as well as in our heads. And it infuses courage in our hearts and intellect in our head. It molds character and directs our conduct. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Our faith tonight comes from a divine source. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 I almost got through it without saying too many words in Portuguese. But I could quote a verse if you want. In Portuguese, you want to hear some? Ephesians 2:8 says, For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Porque pela graça sois salvos por meio da fé, isto não vem de vós, é dom de Deus. Is that right, brother? Did I say it right? Amen. We're saved by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. Boy, I thank God for faith tonight, folks. I thank God for faith that God has imparted to each and every one of us that is saved by the grace of God and the love that He's put in our soul and the hope, the blessed hope that you and I have. One brother said to me tonight, he said, it's budding. It won't be long. Amen. It won't be long. God bless you. Father, we love you. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for this wonderful church, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your grace, Father. Thank you, Father, for Brother Jody, Lord, and pray that, dear God, that you'd anoint him, use him, as we continue to pray for him, Lord, on the other side of the world. I want him to know that prayers are being lifted up toward heaven for him. Lord, I pray and ask you to help him and bless the people here. Thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's outstanding, isn't it? We praise God that our faith promise money is going to a man like this and how the Lord's using him. I want to give you something to think about as you leave tonight. I heard last week in the conferences I was in that when Abraham Lincoln died, that it took 2 years for the known world to hear about it. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, it took 2 months for the then known world to hear about that news. When the World Trade Centers collapsed, it took 2 weeks for the known world to hear that story. And yet the death of Jesus Christ, it's been 2,000 years, and half the world is still not heard. Think about it. And some of them possibly could be living on your street here in America. May 16th, may the Lord rattle us and shake us and get after it. Amen. Don't you think we're going to wish to the Lord that we'd have done more when we see him face to face? Let's not wish right now. Let's get out and do all we can. Amen. I appreciate the message. Brother Pritchard, I'm going to ask you to slip to the back if you don't mind to do that so our people can see you again and shake your hands. And these folks who've never met you, I'm sure they want to come by and shake your hand. I'm going to go ahead and dismiss all the bus workers, all the bus captains to your meeting at this time. Let's all stand together, please. We'll be dismissed in prayer. All right? Brother Steve McNeely, sir, if you wouldn't mind to lift your voice and pray for us, sir, please.